This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time now is 30 minutes after the fourth hour. And yeah, man, we're still in this. We're still together. But today, guys, I'm going empty handed. Okay. You know, good to my job is to source information for you guys and deliver it to you guys on a silver platter. And here to help me do that today is Ms. Tsebekulu, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you, Sinenhlanhla?
I'm well.
And greetings to your listeners as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging my listeners. How are you feeling this afternoon, ma'am?
I'm good, eh?
Uh-huh.
I'm good.
Tell our listeners, where exactly do you come from within the bounds of your MU team? Yes, Ms. Tsebekulu is here, but who is she? Where does she come from? What does she do?
Okay. Umakhosazane is within the department called Research Directorate. Mm-hmm. Under Research Directorate, I'm under Technology Transfer Office, mm-hmm. of which is, okay, before I go to that, our director is Dr. Mini, Annette Mini. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I report to Dr. Mandla Hlongwane, who is heading the Technology Transfer. Umakhosazane joined MUT in December 2024,
okay,
originally from KZN, but once worked at Johannesburg and came back to say, with the knowledge that I have,
let me go back home. Yes, ma'am.
And say, whatever I've learned, let me impact to my community, where I come from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, and that's so beautiful, because one of our mandates or one of our core values as we MUT is to give back to the community that we are within, or the community we are a part of, right? Mm. So let's get into it. Lapaga Technology, what do you guys do? What exactly happens there? Yes, as much as it's the research department, umunye wonders, why does research have a department on its own? So what exactly do you guys do, Lapaga Technology Office?
E-technology transfer, we do a lot of things. Okay. So the first thing that we do, we are mandated by the Intellectual Property Rights, or Act 51 of 2008,
okay.
to identify intellectual property that emanates from research, to make sure that we protect that intellectual property. And that intellectual property, it must have an impact, societal impact, economical. And we are here to identify that, and we are saying to MUT community, please come see us. We will be able to walk this journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
It starts from ideation, and then from ideation, we walk the journey. You unpack what is it that you have discovered? What is the idea that you're coming up with? And, you know, we walk the journey with you. It's not only that, we also assist the academics, the students, with the funding. You'll find that they've come through to us, and then they need funding to move from ideation to the next step, because the end goal is to have the research that has impact. And if you're coming up with a product, we want to see that product commercialized and in the market.
Oh, that's interesting. So basically, you not only give students help or assistance in terms of their researches, but you actually help them bring their ideas to life and actually see them taking place. Oh, that's very beautiful. So what are the different domains of intellectual property that you guys have or that you have dealt with?
Before I jump into that, let me just maybe give an explanation of intellectual property.
Please,
when we talk of intellectual property, we refer to a creation of mind, human mind, whatever you come up with, and then it comes in different forms. That's when I'll talk of your IP domains. And the most commonly known is a patent, whereby you're coming up with something new, inventive. And then the other one, you talk of your copyright.
Yes, this is
common as well, because you talk of your music, you talk of your books, you talk of art, you talk of literature, you talk of software.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one, of which is called plant builder's rights. So Here we're looking at different plants, and is it a new plant, and there are different variety of plants.
Mm.
And we also have a design whereby we're looking at the shape of a particular product that you're coming up with.
Oh, okay.
If I can make an example, you're looking at your BMW,
yes,
the shape of it.
Yes.
And there's also a trade secret. I'm just listing them. I'll elaborate further. And there's also a trade secret, mm-hmm. of which is also known as a know-how.
A know-how.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, I like that you said you can elaborate on them. So please get into depth in, with what like the patent is and how is it different from a copyright and what copyright is and how is it different from designs and trade secret.
Okay, thank you so much. So if you look at your patent, a patent, it can be, let's say, for example,
mm-hmm.
you're coming up with a new medical device,
yes.
and you want your target market for that will be the hospitals.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it's a medical device. Or you come up with a new drug.
Mm.
For example, let's say you come up with a TB drug.
Okay.
You know whatever is in the market. Maybe like you take 3 tablets. What is different from yours now is that you the formulation now, you combine everything so that people take one pill.
Mm.
So, and then patents are territorial.
Okay.
So meaning that you can claim your rights in different countries. Maybe you can file in China because that particular drug is manufactured in China. And then you could also look into different countries. It depends on your budget when it comes to this. But
of
you
course.
Can enjoy the protection for up to 20 years from the date of filing. And then we talk of copyrights.
Mm.
Copyrights, if you are a student, you've yes. got a book. And if you open a book, I don't know, I'm not sure whether it's the front or the back.
Yeah.
There's a part where it says copyright,
mm.
and then there's a year. And then it gives you the author of the book.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
that person is the author. And they are selling those books. They can sell them in different platforms.
Mm.
And we've got music. You've seen how the music industry has, grown or over the years, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So those are the things that you look into. You look into films for academics. You look into their publication. And they... if you're looking at the time frame, how long you can enjoy this, it's up to a lifetime in South Africa.
Oh,
and
really?
Maybe plus 50 years after death. Yeah, plus 50
so
years
it's,
after death.
So it's not, it doesn't only help you secure your way of living,
mm.
but also it's generational in the sense that your
yes,
grandchildren will still benefit from your work.
Oh,
okay. May
yes,
you please
yes.
explain further, ma'am?
Yeah. So, the thing is, we've seen a lot of these things. Sometimes you'll see artists, they'll go to different producers
mm-hmm.
because they didn't write it down. They will go because they want their songs to be heard. And
oh,
then they don't
yeah.
have... So it's always important to protect. Even if you write it in a piece of paper, you keep it some way. Remember, not everyone will know, even if they can claim. If there is a time for you to say, what proof do you have to say this is your work?
Mm.
You know, you must always have that. And there is also plant breeders' rights. Here, it's a protection of crops, different crops.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
there's indigenous plants mm. and you have to protect them. They don't just grow everywhere. And the protection there, it's, it depends. Sometimes, you know, this plant can help discover a certain disease, or maybe to say there is an alternative in terms of the medication that is already available.
Oh, yes.
You are coming up with the drugs that are made of these indigenous plants and whatnot.
Yes.
And typically the protection there, you're looking at 20, 25 years, depending on the rights that you have registered.
Mm, interesting.
And you also have designs. Designs, mm-hmm. I like to make an example of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
If you look at Coca-Cola, there is a name. Coca-Cola,
yes,
that's
yes.
your copyright. They are known for that.
Mm.
And then Coca-Cola, they don't have patents. Coca-Cola, they have a design, the shape of their bottles.
Oh, it's very distinct.
Design.
Even. Mm.
Yes, you can only see it
Yeah, even if I don't see Coca-Cola. The name, but I know that shape.
Yes, you know that shape. And then the other thing that they've kept for years is their trade secrets. Ingredients, you know, there are different types of Coca-Cola that you've seen in the market, like your Pepsi and other stuff.
But oh, yes.
Coca-Cola tastes different.
Differently from it's any other soft drinks. Mm.
So they are enjoying that. You can enjoy it for as long as you keep it a secret. You are safe.
So with the trade secret, mm-hmm. does this mean that the department that you are in kind of helps people to actually come up with the importance of knowing how to keep the secret for their business so that it continues to benefit them directly? Exactly that.
Yeah, because when you come through to us, when we're doing the assessment, we just check to see which possible form of IP your innovation or idea will take form of. And then we advise further. We can say, because remember, in one innovation or technology, you can have different domains of IPs.
True,
like
true.
As I've made example with your Coca-Cola.
Yeah. The trade secrets, there's the design also.
Yes, and then there's a copyright.
Copyright.
Trademark, yes. Copyright, trademark, yes. So, and which one I have not explained? Or the design I've covered in terms of the protection, it's 10 up to 15 years.
Okay.
So if you're looking at your artistic, it's up to 15 years. And these are renewed annually.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if you want to remain protected, always renew on an annual basis. Because if you don't, and then it's
bound to be forfeited.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a functional design. That one is 10 years and also renewed annually.
The functional design.
Functional design, yes.
So what's the difference between like your regular design and the functional one? This one is when you are operating on a daily basis or?
So remember the artistic, it's like I'm trying to think of something that is simple and yet that is not going to confuse your viewers. The designs, remember I said you protect how it looks.
Oh yes, ma'am.
How it looks. And then the fill, if you know, it fills in a different way.
Yes.
And then the function, maybe if you press a certain button and then it gives you this and you know, something like that.
Okay. So why does IP matter? And especially most in the university environment, why is it important?
It is important because in the world, we are faced with different, what do you call it? Problems that needs solutions. So in a university setup, this is where new technology or new innovation will come up. By that I mean, remember, people are doing research.
True.
They are doing research in terms of what's already there
and
how can they make it better.
True.
And how they can come up with new things. So in a university setup, now we are mandated to go and look for this. Remember, it won't only benefit South Africa. It can benefit the in society. It can benefit the entire world. Remember, when you're coming up with these things, they need to have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And we are there to say we are more like enablers. To say
like
you come
that.
Through and then we unlock. To say sometimes if we need to assist you to take this to the market, maybe you've identified but you don't know who's the industry partner. And then we come and build that gap to say, okay, we can identify and then we can collaborate with these people and then we can commercialize the service or the product. So basically, this is the role that we are playing to say, these ideas, sometimes you think it's a small idea, but you don't know. It might be
one of the biggest
groundbreaking ideas.
Yes,
will solve a problem. Like we've got issues of the water. As a department, we are trying to come up with different challenges. So be on the lookout with the things.
Ooh.
AI is still young. Be on the lookout. And we'll be unpacking all of these things. Maybe in closing, I'll just hint a bit on a possible topic.
Okay.
But our role is to make sure that we work with the students, we work with the academics to identify these ideas and make sure what they are impactful, and they will also benefit. Remember,
yes,
once it's commercialized, they are now entering into benefit sharing. They are gaining, the institution is gaining, you know, the community as well. And even the government, let's say maybe there is a crisis, you've come up with a drug.
Solution.
Remember the COVID that we're coming from?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that, yes. Then if they call, the hospital is asking you to provide these things.
We have conducted the research. And so how does anyone who wishes to be in more contact with you guys, or who wishes to get a hold of you guys, go about that? Where exactly are your offices? Which number do they call? Who do they email? Yeah.
We are based at the administration building, research directorate, and you can contact us. You can contact Dr. Hlongwane, Mandla Hlongwane.
Mm-hmm.
His email address is hlongwane.mandla@mut.ac.za.
Okay.
Or you can contact Makosi. My email address is tebekulu.makosi@mut.ac.za. And we have an open door policy. You can come through anytime, and we are more than welcome to assist. Even if the departments would like us to give IP talks, we are more than welcome to do so, to educate their staff members, the academics, even the staff.
Because
remember, these things, it's not only the academics, plus the staff members, they can also come up with innovative ideas.
Thank you, ma'am. I think you've shed light on something that was very dark, or rather unclear. So, yeah, is there anything you'd like to add on before we close up?
There is one thing that I would like to announce, or maybe alert your listeners to be on the lookout for.
Yes, ma'am.
For our next session, we'll be talking more, we'll be unpacking the idea registration. If we talk of idea registration, remember, if you say you've got an idea, and then how do you contact us? What is it that you complete, you know? All of those things, and we'll be unpacking to see what is the process, what happens, and then when do we get back to you, and. But last thing is to, I would like to take this opportunity and thank you guys for offering me a time slot to just share a bit of knowledge with your listeners.
Mm.
And intellectual property is very important, and it's happening every day on our daily basis around us, because it starts by looking at yourself from the moment you wake up in the morning. What challenges are you faced with? Because the ideation will start from there. What challenges are you faced with? And what possible solution could be for the challenges that you are faced with?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe it's electricity. Maybe it's water. Maybe it's sanitation. It's a lot. You see people suffering. They don't have access to drugs. And what is it that you can do better?
So it takes you being bothered by a problem that you've identified and actually making means to solving that problem. That right there, good people, was Utok Umus. Umus Tebekulu here to give us more information. You heard her, but I will still give you guys the email addresses that you have to email if there's any information that you'd like to have. Doctor, ma'am, manifestation doctor.
Yes, I receive.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your... This is an MUT Radio podcast.